Imagine having access to the source code of your thoughts, being able to reprogram limiting beliefs and transform self-sabotaging behaviors into powerful drivers of success. This is precisely what neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, offers. Developed in the 1970s at the University of California, Santa Cruz, NLP has since been embraced by Olympic athletes, Fortune 500 executives, and personal development icons like Tony Robbins. Unlike traditional psychology that often focuses on what's wrong with people, NLP begins with a revolutionary premise. There is no inner enemy. Even our most problematic behaviors exist because some part of us believes they're necessary for our well-being. This insight opens the door to profound personal transformation. The same techniques that saved the author's daughter from life-threatening anorexia can help you unlock your full potential. You know what you think, but do you understand how you think? Your mind processes all experience through your five senses, creating internal pictures, sounds, feelings, tastes, and smells that form the building blocks of thought. When recalling yesterday's clothes, your mind assembles an image from filed data rather than retrieving a stored photograph. We all process information through these senses, but each with unique patterns. Some people are primarily visual thinkers who see solutions quickly. Others are auditory thinkers who remember by sound. Kinesthetic thinkers process more slowly, wanting to get a feel for situations. These preferred representational modalities influence everything from language to learning styles. Our minds also create anchors, sensory triggers that instantly connect us to specific emotional states. A cookie's aroma might transport you to childhood, while a song could evoke feelings from your first love. Understanding these processes reveals how emotions form. External stimuli enter your brain, you assign meaning to them, and that meaning generates your emotional response. Most of us operate on mental autopilot, running habitual programs unconsciously. While automatic processing serves basic functions, it often creates unhelpful patterns. The good news is you can take charge of your mind rather than accepting default settings. The outcome frame helps establish clear, achievable goals. Like a taxi passenger only stating where they don't want to go, many navigate life without clarity about their destination. Well-formed outcomes must be desirable, achievable, appropriate, and measurable. Shifting focus from problems to solutions and transforming setbacks into feedback. Congruence represents internal harmony, while incongruence indicates conflict between different parts of yourself. When resolved, congruence creates that in-the-zone flow state without internal resistance. A powerful mind management tool is understanding submodalities, the fine distinctions within our sensory systems that act as molecules of meaning. These include visual qualities like brightness, auditory qualities like volume, and kinesthetic qualities like intensity. By adjusting these qualities, you can transform emotional responses from anxiety to calm, procrastination to motivation, and depression to optimism. Have you ever experienced those magical moments when everything flows effortlessly? This state of optimal performance, often called the zone, isn't reserved for elite athletes. It's available to anyone who aligns their thoughts, feelings, emotions, goals, and values. Our expectations powerfully shape our experiences, often operating outside awareness. When considering a job change, your perspective might range from confident to discouraged based on others' input, significantly influencing outcomes. Mental rehearsal enhances both expectations and performance. One study showed basketball players who physically practiced free throws improved 24%, while those who only visualized successful shots improved 23%. Demonstrating mental practice can be nearly as effective as physical training. The mind, body, and brain function as an integrated system. Straightening your spine and breathing deeply enhance brain rhythms and intention. Energy, enthusiasm, and optimism drive feelings and motivation, which an inner barometer helps monitor. Navy SEALs training, with its 76% dropout rate, offers valuable motivation techniques. Psychologist Eric Potteritt's Big Four Habits increase graduation rates by 50%. Focus on right now. Imagine how good it will feel. When all else fails, breathe deeply and cheer yourself on. These techniques help you perform at your best under pressure. Self-change is possible at any age. Your identity consists of layers: appearance, behaviors, capabilities, beliefs, values, and spirituality, shaped by your experiences, genetics, and learning. Many beliefs form during childhood and may no longer serve us as adults. Watch for limiting beliefs signaled by words like should, must, or overgeneralizations with always and never. Challenge these by asking "who says" to uncover their origins. To integrate new traits into your self-concept, select a quality to strengthen and align its mental representation with how you store existing traits. Identify past instances when you've demonstrated this trait and file these memories alongside established ones. Strengthening one aspect of your identity creates ripple effects across your entire self-concept. Consider the 32-year-old ICU nurse who wanted to add being energetic to her identity. She discovered childhood beliefs that nice girls get invited places were causing sadness when considering social initiatives. By recognizing this protective mechanism, she developed new beliefs that served her better, becoming more proactive and confident. Everyone shares the same experiential structure, yet we often judge others through our filters rather than seeing them clearly. Creating connection begins with managing your own internal state. What appears as shyness is typically self-focused thinking that makes others uncomfortable. To put someone at ease, first be comfortable yourself. Building rapport involves subtly matching someone's physical cues, their posture, hand positions, speaking pace, and breathing rate. Unlike mimicry, effective mirroring happens naturally. To make others feel valued, be interested rather than interesting. Ask open-ended questions like, "How'd you get into what you do?" followed by, "Why is that important to you?" People reveal their primary representational systems through language choices. Visual processors might reference colors and brightness. Auditory processors emphasize sounds, and kinesthetic processors describe feelings and sensations. Matching their language patterns creates deeper connection, as they don't need to translate your message into their preferred processing channel. Creativity involves reassembling familiar elements into new possibilities. The well-formed outcome model guides collaborative problem-solving by asking, "What do we want specifically? How will we know when we've achieved it? What's stopping us? What resources do we need?" In conflicts, people become locked in defensive positions. The conflict integration process disassociates people from the issue, positioning the problem over there so everyone can face it together, transforming opponents into collaborators. The process works by chunking up to find the meta outcome behind each position. When Susan from marketing and Glenn from operations conflicted over customer satisfaction versus process consistency, they discovered shared higher-level goals: growth and reputation versus profitability and efficiency. By elevating the conversation from tactics to goals, they could collaborate rather than compete. NLP provides valuable tools for understanding yourself and others in our technology-driven world. Like Johnny Appleseed, scatter curiosity, optimism, self-approval, and acceptance to create deeper connections. Mastering your mind begins with taking conscious control of your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, then watching your world transform in response.